Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast. Each month, listen in as the team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable health content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's episode, we're talking about TRICARE open season and what it means for you and your family as you look at your 2025 healthcare plan. Let's get started.
Hello, Fort Novacell. Welcome to this month's episode of Lister Health Talks. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Leah Stetter, the Commander and Director for Lister Army Health Clinic here at Fort Novacell. It's that time of year again where people are thinking about holidays, cooking for Thanksgiving, what they're going to do during the winter holidays, decorating. But it's also the time of year where we enter TRICARE open season. And what that means is that's all about health and what plan you want to be on. So let's talk with some of our subject matter experts. We have returning guests today, our Deputy Commander of Administration, Major Blaine Rankin, and our Chief of Managed Care, Ms. Teresa Wadsworth.
Howdy. My name is Major Blaine Rankin. I am the Deputy Commander for Administration here at Lister. What that is, my role, I see all the administrative sections within the hospital. So these are things like the Managed Care Department, the Patient Administration Department, and then all the back-end work like PAO and HR, logistics, facilities, business department, PTMS, which is our plans and operations section, and multiple others. But most importantly, what we do is we support the providers and work on different access to care measures by optimizing different procedures that create access or create the ability to expand services across Lister.
Hello, I'm Teresa Waterworth. I am the Chief of the Managed Care Department here at Lister Army Health Clinic. My department provides a very broad range of activities throughout Lister, including the initiation of your appointments through our central appointments office, the MSAs who greet you at the front desk, our enrollment coordinator, our MedPros coordinator, our referral management nurse, the processing of your referrals, as well as the tracking of the referrals within the facility. And in addition, we also provide DTS services for medical travel.
Thank you both. And definitely. I think, Major Rankin, you said it best that ultimately one of the big reasons we are here is to enable our clinical staff to provide the best quality patient care that we can to our soldiers and our beneficiaries. Over the last few years, there's been a lot of change in healthcare with coming out of COVID and trying to reestablish steady state operations within care. Lister is no stranger to that. I know over the last few years, Lister has taken on a lot of initiatives to continuously improve health for the community and continuously assesses the needs of the community. Major Rankin, can you talk a little bit about what Lister has done to improve access to care for our beneficiaries and service members?
Yeah, absolutely. We have received a lot of feedback over the past years of ways that we can help the beneficiaries gain access into our facilities. And I'd like to start off just as of today, the time to get an appointment for, say, something that is urgent that needs to be seen within 24 hours is 1.24 days, which is down from 4 days in July. So that's a significant increase. And things that we've done are things like creating the flight surgeon of the day that is on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and is the direct access for a lot of the soldiers who need simple flight up slips. For future appointments, we are currently, our wait times are down 28% to 4 days. The standard for that is 7 days or less. And then for specialty appointments, we are down to 9 days. We are starting a lot of new initiatives, particularly with our virtual health, offering ways for patients not to have to come into the clinic for simple routine type appointments. So say you need a prescription refill for Claritin and you've been on Claritin for a while. That doesn't need to be seen within our clinic. What we can do is we can offer you a virtual appointment, and starting in January, we're going to have 30% of our templates or our schedules virtually. So instead of you having to drive 30 minutes from Dothan down to our clinic, waiting 15 minutes in our lobby, and then having your appointment, we can simply call you over the phone, do the appointment virtually, and then get you that prescription that you need that day. That is what we're working towards, and I'm really excited for the future of Lister.
I also think it's important to note for virtual appointments, we're going to have the option real soon here to either do straight up telephone calls or virtual video visits. That will be as simple as a patient receiving a link and being able to click on a link to go with their doctor. But most importantly, our patients are going to have more of a choice about what type of appointment that they get to choose, whether it be virtual or in person, if clinically virtual is acceptable. We do have some specialties that we can't perform in-house. We have an amazing managed care team that's able to process a great deal of referrals very quickly and they actually have one of the best processing rates within the region and DHA. Teresa, will you tell a little bit about what your staff does?
So when it comes to a referral, our staff receives that referral from your primary care manager. Those referrals are processed within one business day out to Humana for their review and approval or authorization, as most people call them. By doing this, it allows our beneficiaries to receive timely referrals and obtain access to care out in the network at specialty providers very quickly.
I know some folks are probably hesitant to travel and don't want to travel for care. Can you talk a little bit about what we do to be able to help when patients do have to travel through care and kind of what we offer? Mm-hmm.
When patients have to travel for care, TRICARE actually has benefits for our patients. They can receive reimbursement for some of their travel if they're over 100 miles away from the clinic. So say, for example, there is a specialty provider. The services are not available in our local area, and the beneficiary needs to go to Birmingham. Those mileage, meals, etc., based on certain rules and regulations, can actually be reimbursed to the beneficiary. This is an exceptional benefit for our patients.
A lot of people may never have heard of patient travel before or DTS. Mm-hmm. Can you describe a little bit about if patients have to do it before they travel, or can they process or get with your team after they travel?
That's a really good question. It sort of differs according to the type of person you are. For example, your medical travel is very much geared toward the patient or a non-medical attendant. Beneficiaries have up to 1 year to file those claims. So if you had an appointment this summer, if you have the appropriate documentation, you can actually apply and receive reimbursement. This can occur just by making contact with the managed care office here at Lister. We have a representative who works, and she is able to provide that information. You can actually call the appointment line number, hit option 4. It will take you straight to the managed care department, and you can speak directly with this representative.
Is this for all types of patients, service members and retirees and spouses, or is it specific to a subset of population?
Patients, beneficiaries, caregivers are eligible if you are TRICARE Prime. Other types of TRICARE, such as TRICARE Select, are not included in this program.
Perfect. Thank you. Now you're mentioning TRICARE Prime and TRICARE Select. I think that's a great segue into talk a little bit more about TRICARE open season. As I mentioned earlier in our podcast, November is typically the month that TRICARE open season happens. So can you talk a little bit about what TRICARE open season means and why that is important to our listeners?
The TRICARE open season is an annual period of time where beneficiaries can enroll in, change, or disenroll from any type of TRICARE health plan. Applies to any beneficiary who qualifies for one of the TRICARE plans. The season started November the 11th, so we're a couple of days in now, and it will actually end on December the 10th of this year. Any changes that you make in your plans go into effect on January the 1st of 2025.
What are people's options during open season?
Well, you have a couple of options. You can stay in the same plan. You can enroll in a new plan, or you can actually change your plan.
That's great. And we'd like to welcome any listeners that want to come back into Lister. As you heard Major Rankin talk a little bit about, we've got great access to care times. We've got great providers. If you're TRICARE Prime eligible, we have capacity in the facility and would love to either welcome you to Lister or welcome you back. While we're in open season, can you talk a little bit about why open season is so important and why it does happen every year?
Okay. TRICARE open season is a really important event for beneficiaries. It's your chance to choose the health plan that makes sense for your family's needs. You don't want to wait. You want to start thinking about your options now and make the necessary changes.
Major, can you tell us a little bit about some differences between TRICARE Prime and TRICARE Select?
Yeah, sure. TRICARE Prime is an amazing resource. I think when it comes to TRICARE Prime, the ability to be seen within Lister and having all your resources in one location is a significant advantage. You know exactly who your PCM is. You know where the lab is. You know where our pharmacy is. We've had so many initiatives over the last year that we have decreased wait times across the board, across all of the services within Lister's footprint. I would like to plug, I think Lister is one of the friendliest medical clinics that I've ever worked in. This is my fifth MTF And the sense of community that is here is just absolutely fantastic. The providers are amazing. Everyone's going to greet you with a smile. With TRICARE Select, you do have a little bit more autonomy on being able to select who your PCM is. You don't have to have referrals. But what that comes to at a cost is you're going to have to find that care, and that those providers on the network are going to have to be able to accept TRICARE. And also with TRICARE Select, you need to be aware that there are going to be different copays. I believe the catastrophic cap for TRICARE Select is $1,000. So once you meet that cap, those copays start to decrease, but you will be receiving bills from the providers for any care that you go and see. Unlike TRICARE Prime, you won't have any charges associated with that as long as you have a referral from one of our PCMs to a specialty care. Other than that, you can come to our pharmacy. There won't be any charges for pharmaceuticals, which is a major benefit. You won't have any charges associated with specialty care. We will tell you where our referrals are going, so you know exactly where to go to receive the care that you need. You do not have to find those specialty care providers on the network, say if you need a physical therapy. Really, it comes down to choice and what's flexible for you and your family, but highly encourage and like to reiterate that, you know, Lister, we have the capacity here. We are excited to treat and to provide the services that the beneficiaries deserve and are provided through TRICARE Prime, and look forward to everyone in our hallways. Thank you.
Thank you. That's excellent. And yes, this is one of the happiest places I've worked, and it's primarily due to a sense of community. Our staff truly, truly cares about our patients and making sure that they're getting the best possible care and helping ensuring that all of our families are taken care of and that we ultimately keep aviators in the air. Before we wrap up today, do either of you have anything that you'd like to leave our audience with?
I think most importantly, we have a short window from now to December 10th for you to choose what TRICARE enrollment, whether it's Prime or Select, is available to fit your family's needs. Also during open season, it allows you to enroll your family members in things that are not covered under TRICARE Prime. Things like vision insurance and dental insurance. For vision care, active duty family members are eligible for enrollment in FedVIP Vision Insurance Plan. You can do or enroll or change your plan at the Benefeds website, which is www.benefeds.com/eligibility. Bottom line, do your research and pick what plan is best for you and your family.
There's always the option for additional information that can be located at www.tricare.mil. You can easily see all of the changes and options that you have as a beneficiary.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Can you talk a little bit about how they would change their plan during a qualifying life event?
A qualifying life event, such as a marriage, the birth of a child, the adoption of a child, PCS into another duty station, are circumstances where changes could be made to your plan without being in the open season. Changing your plan during a qualifying life event only requires a phone call to Humana Military. On the East Coast, it is 1-800-444-5445, and Benefits will help you change that plan, and they will give you a list of anything that is required of you. Sometimes there is paperwork, such as in the birth of a child or an adoption. The other option that I would tell you about your qualifying life events is that you need to be absolutely sure that you visit DEERS. You need to update your information with the DEERS office. The information submitted into DEERS is what feeds your TRICARE eligibility.
Thank you, Teresa. Where is the nearest DEERS office that people can either go to in person, or how do they contact DEERS?
Well, here at Fort Novosil, they're going to go to building 5700, and that is exactly where you need to go to do your updates.
I just want to thank everyone for listening today. And just remember, TRICARE open season is the one time a year where anyone can get in and change their plan. It's important that you do make changes to your plan, or if you're happy with your current one, keep your current one. TRICARE open season is open from now until 10 December, and your changes will go into effect beginning on 1 January. We look forward to seeing you all around the hallways and in the clinic at Lister. Until next time, Fort Novosil, our care keeps them in the air.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic Public Affairs Office at Fort Novosil. You can catch all of our episodes on your favorite streaming platforms. Stay healthy, Fort Novosil.